We were thought we'd be able to roll that out a couple weeks ago, but we've been kind of delayed. We've had about requests for about half of the money that we received through the CARES Act. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get as much of it out the door, trying to work through the guidelines. As I was telling you earlier, when it first came out, there were no guidelines, and now there's 16 pages of guidelines for the Federal CARES Act, including we start on the 21st of September starting to report what we've expended to the state treasurer's office. So making sure all the details are correct, and making sure that when we cut a check out that we're absolutely confident that the feds are not going to come back and say, hey, wait a minute, you have to pay that back, because in this environment, that'd be the very worst thing. So we ask people to be patient with us. We're working through the process and hoping to get more money out the door as quickly as possible.
Sure. Are you? Do you have any starting? Where you want to start with phase three? A starting date for that? Or
well, we're hoping. We were hoping by mid-month, and of course we're crushing up on that right now. But here fairly quickly, and it'll run for a fairly long period of time. It's going to be focused on mitigation, things we need to do moving forward. Working with the various agencies and school districts and different folks that have some needs going forward. So we're still trying to put the wheels under it and see what the next round. We usually get a new round of rules and regulations from the feds once a week. And so we'll see what they say, and that might have a little impact on it.
I'm sure that it will. So we'll stay close in contact with you on that. Another thing that people are probably wondering about too is the hospital cell, SSM, Noble Healthcare. It was announced about a month and a half ago that they were doing their due diligence process. Do you have an update on that for us?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Noble Healthcare has been really active in the community and met with a ton of people. I do know, according to Noble, that they are very close on their definitive agreement, and wanted to have the deal closed in October or November, but they seem very confident that it will be done before the first of the year. So I think that's a good thing moving forward, and continuing to have those discussions, working with the local healthcare organization is that coalition that's working to identify needs and services that we need here in this community, and also building back some of the services that have gone away at SSM Audrain. And so we're excited and cautiously optimistic. I mean, in this environment, with COVID and all the different things that are going on in healthcare, it's just a difficult, difficult time to be doing any type of transaction. But I think they're working hard at putting something together that's going to be beneficial for the community for a long period of time.
Definitely looking forward to that. We had also announced a couple of weeks ago the Tri-County Healthcare in Vandalia had a bit of a COVID-19 outbreak, but I think things are improving over there since that outbreak.
Yes, they are. A lot of employees are back now at work, and want to thank the state of Missouri over the Labor Day weekend. Had some staffing shortages, and they were able to bring a team in to help with that. Local hospitals, local healthcare agencies were offering assistance, and big shout out to our emergency management manager, Nick Teetsort, because he worked really hard and close with them on trying to make sure they had the resources they needed and to protect those most vulnerable citizens. So, we're very pleased with how they've worked through all of that and are starting to get back to more normal.
I certainly want to give a pat on the back to Mr. Teetsort as well, especially keeping the listeners informed, what was going on over there, because a lot of, some people have their parents inside there. They want to know what's happening, and he did a great job keeping us updated.
Yeah, Nick does a fine job for us, and we're very pleased with his work.
No doubt about it. You know, the other thing that I was going to ask you about, too, recently, Audrain County Sheriff's Department was contracting with the city of Vandalia for policing services. How is that moving along?
We actually executed the contract on it. So the plan is for the city of Vandalia will spend down their department, and the Audrain County Sheriff's Department will take over on January 1. I think this is a perfect example of how, you know, the city came to us with a need, and working with the sheriff and the city of Vandalia and the county, we were able to put in place something that we think can that'll be beneficial for Vandalia and work for Audrain County, and at the end of the day, make sure that we have top-notch law enforcement throughout the county.
How's farming going in the area? Off of the subject here, everything going good with you on the
farm? Well, I'm just about done with the combine and just about ready to go to the field. I think there'll be some corn shelled this week, probably with some last week in different parts. I'll probably wait another week, and looks like we're going to have pretty good harvest. Some timely rains. We had a little dry spell there in August, but gosh, I got 3 inches last week. I was telling Carolyn, we should quit raining. You don't get to say that very often in Missouri in the summertime. So, yeah, things look really good.
Good, good. Anything else that you want to bring up, upcoming or going on over at the courthouse? Everything going smooth there?
Yeah, of course, Lisa's getting ready for the November election, and absentee voting is going to open up for that fairly quickly, and dealing with all the issues that are discussed nationally about mail-in voting and all that, and I assure everybody that she's working very hard.
All right.
To make sure that everything is going to be done correctly, and our election process is very secure and safe, and we hold that trust very dearly. So we encourage people to exercise their privilege to vote.